We thank the Lord for being back in his house again tonight. What a blessing God is being to us, and what a blessing this revival is being to us. It's just wonderful to be here, and I thank God for the revival that we're having. I thank God for each one that's participating and each one that's coming. Thank God for our visitors. We're glad to have everyone that's here tonight. Whoever you are, we're glad you came. And I've had a number of people texting me, messaging me, and say they've been blessed by the revival. Some said they weren't able to come, but they were praying. And so we appreciate that too. Have a scripture I'd like to read from the book of Psalms. It's in the 40th Psalm, if you'd like to turn there. I've got three verses that came on my heart today, earlier as I was studying and reading a little bit. And these just really touched my heart. Psalms 40, 1, 2, and 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Praise God. So what great things God does for us, it not only helps us, but it impacts other people. Well, I thank God that it works like that. Let's all just stand for a moment of prayer, if you would, as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you're so good to us. We thank you, God, that you do listen when we call. God, we thank you that you have the answer to what we need and the solution to our problems and the solution to our eternity. God, we pray tonight for this service, and God, we thank you for what we already feel being here tonight. Thank you for this revival that you're giving us. And God, we pray tonight for this service. We pray for everything, God, that you'd want us to help us get in the center. You will bless the singing, the preaching, the opening up, everything, God. And God, give us great power, once again, of conviction to speak to the hearts in need. We ask you these things. We praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir. Little table.
Page 29. Thank you. 19. Page 19.
Thank you.
Page 10.
Thank you.
to our pastor.
Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for that good choir singing. And, I love that song, I Am Blessed. And, I was telling Taylor after church last night, Angel Band is one of my all-time favorite songs that we sing. And that first verse says, my strongest trials now are past. And I'm thankful as a 31-year-old man with hopefully a lot of life before him, I can still say my strongest trials now are past. In fact, as a 6-year-old boy, I could say my strongest trials now are past, because I've never had a stronger trial than when I was lost and undone. And I'm thankful that I can say tonight that I am blessed. Even when I wake up in the morning and it seems like all hope is gone, I've got a hope that lives on the inside that tells me everything's going to be all right, Chris. It's good to be here tonight. It's good to be able to hear the whole church sing, I am blessed. It's good to be here. Enjoy it. I appreciate revival. I've been revived. I didn't even know I needed to be revived, to be honest with you. I thought I was doing all right. And God came by and showed me I needed to move up a little bit. I need to do a little better. I need a little bit of revival tonight. It's good. I appreciate it. We'll ask this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. And we'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request tonight. Lots to pray for. Anybody have a spoken prayer request?
Let's keep praying for this revival. Pray for the service tonight. Pray for the preacher. Pray for somebody. If they need to sing, just pray for this meeting.
Amen.
And individually, those burdens, it's on my heart. I want to pray for them, and I want the church to keep praying. God's given us such good burdens this week.
Yeah.
And I thank God for it, so let's just keep praying.
Amen. Yep. Yeah, just remember that. Remember that. I've heard through the grapevine that there's been a lot of sick people. So let's really remember all those families. I know there's a bunch of families that wanted to be here this week and haven't been able to. So let's remember those. Anybody else tonight?
Before we got the opportunity to come.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate so much what we've
told
already.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've just been feasting off of Peyton's
word. Yeah.
Got saved the other night.
And amen.
I appreciate being here so much.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Remember that. It's a good request. Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Brother David to lead us in prayer.
be able to see your time lifted up in the midst of the gathering here, Father, and brother, our brother, blessed to be able to see that to be able to come this way and kneel in that God for you and the depth of our heart and our soul. Because truly we have really been blessed, Father, and like we pray that you will be first in the moment of our life, Father, that we might see a light out of that. For those around there in the end of the darkness, Father, they might be able to see that light in their heart and their heart. Call out upon thee for the salvation of their souls, Father, because surely it's been dying that condition and they will live forever. God, I pray to see them give them another opportunity, Father, to still have time that they might be able to come and find this peace in their heart, Father, peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. God, I thank that you're standing for it and teach us what with us leading out us. Bless all these many requests this evening, Father, to might grant them that be for you. Whatever they accomplish, we'll thank thee for it. We ask it in Jesus' loving name. We pray. Amen.
We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Let's pray for Brother John.
First of all, I'd like to thank my buddy here for, I called him earlier this afternoon. I knew he had a trip he was on and said he might be back today, but he was on his way back. I told him, God kind of put this song in my mind, and I said, it's just on my mind. I don't know if we'll sing it or not, but I don't know if Blaine came because of that, but I'm sure appreciated being here. We've had a lot of good times together. This song has been such a light to me in my life. And my brother usually sings it, but he's not in church right now. I'd like you to pray for him.
Amen.
And this song talks about I thought I got saved and maybe all my troubles would end, but we all know that's not the truth. But Terry, I got somebody with me now in my troubles. And I'm going to give you something that happened to me one time in my life, and I think Terry and Lindell remember this. And Blaine probably will too. We had made a CD, and that's been the first one we made with a guy named Jack, I think. We'd spent all day long there, and I think we might have been on our way back. Anyways, I'd got a call that they had to rush my son to the hospital, and he had something wrong with his blood. And if you remember, I think I'm right, Linda, I'd ask Linda sometimes, because it was with his platelets, and I said, sometimes that's a sign of leukemia. And Linda, if I remember right, you said, yeah, sometimes it is. And no sooner did I say that in this scripture, God is a very present help in time of trouble.
Yeah.
God came right in on the scene and spoke to me and said, John, it's not leukemia.
That's right.
And you might say, oh, you just thought that in your mind. Well, I'm going to choose to believe it was God.
Amen.
That's good.
So, just because we get saved doesn't mean our life's going to be free of troubles. But we'll have somebody there.
That's right.
Amen.
And, I guess that was just I'm glad my child didn't have leukemia.
Yeah.
But you know, I've thought at times even if he would have had, I still had a God.
Amen.
Amen.
So, just pray for us as we try to sing this song. Thank you.
When I first met you, I thought my troubles were over. But I soon found that sorrow and heartache and trouble still lingered, though I was walking with you. I discovered what a comfort you are in those hard times, and now my faith is tested and true. So as I enter this valley, this old familiar valley, I've learned, Lord, just what you'll do. You'll carry me through, Lord, like you always do, Lord. You'll hold me and hide me like good shepherds. I know you'll be true, like you promised you'd do. You'll carry me through. How could I make it through the storms without your help, Lord? From whom could I borrow strength in my sorrow if my strength wasn't coming from you? So, Lord, I'll keep trusting, 'cause I know you'll be listening when this little lamb's calling you. And when danger is nearing, my cry you'll be hearing, 'cause I've learned, Lord, just what you'll do. You'll carry me through. Hide me like good shepherds do. This valley's no different than all those valleys that came and went. I know you'll be true, like you promised you do. You'll carry me through. Lord, I know you'll be true, like you promised you do. You'll carry me through.
Appreciate that song. I appreciate the Lord moving. I don't know anyone's condition tonight. I really don't. Not one person. But I think the Lord is calling to somebody tonight. And I think he's calling to a bunch of people. But I think specifically, I think he's calling to somebody who's tired of carrying a load. who's got a burden on their plate, and they're tired of carrying that burden, and the Lord's saying, come, my yoke is easy, and my burden's light. We get this kind of preconceived notion that the altar's for people who've done something wrong, that they've done something bad. But I tell you, we can go to this altar anytime God tells us to. It doesn't mean that you even owe the church an apology. It just means that you got to go pray because God told you to. If he's bidding you to come, I beg of you to come. Anybody else have anything on your heart before we turn over to our pastor? If not, just keep praying, church, like you are. Turn over to our pastor.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, I appreciate being here and appreciate what I feel. Choir sung good, and that special song was good, and opening up was good. And like so many times, I say this pretty often, but it's true. I got blessed before service ever got started. Just watching people come in and feeling some of the connection and the fellowship and just some of the greetings and you can feel the love and God's presence. And we got a great crowd. Thank the Lord for everybody's here tonight. And I want you to just keep praying. Like Brother Jeremy said, just pray and pray. And also, like he said, we say this pretty often. You don't have to wait for any particular thing or special time in the service to come to the altar. The only thing special you need to wait for is God's call to your heart. And so obey the Lord. And we've said this a number of times too, and he's even said it himself. When Brother Neil gets up here to preach, if God was asking you to come to the altar, you don't even have to wait till he gets done. Obey the Lord. And let's follow God tonight. And we're going to turn it over to Brother Neil. Time to give it to him. Brother Neil, come on.
I appreciate another opportunity to be in the Lord's house. I appreciate that song. He'll carry me through. I'm thankful. I feel like that's a great song. I feel like that's helped me all week. Just those thoughts, he'll carry me through. I'm the type of person. Lord tells me to do it, I just do it. I that's what I try to do anyway. Sometimes time doesn't always work out. Or I mean, as far as naturally, I mean, I keep thinking about the baptism. Terry asked us to come. It was just Lord worked it all out, and not even the pastor here, and I changed the whole format, and it's not because of me. It's because the Lord, that's what was needed, and I'm thankful that our church, whether it be Lima, Pleasant View, any of our sister churches, they'll get behind a man, and that's preaching the gospel, that's following the Lord, whether you're preaching, singing, testifying, there's time for everything. If the Lord's give it to you, that's the time you need to follow. And the reason I said all that is to say this, Terry, I've been thinking about coming back tomorrow. And you offered it to me. You said, if you want to come back, you're welcome. And I'm sitting there, and the Lord said, I think you need to come back tomorrow. And I thought, Lord, that's an odd time to say that. But boy, my heart was pounding out of my chest. That's what I had to say. I'm telling you, I'm thankful that we can follow the Lord. Where the Lord is, where the Spirit is, there's liberty. And that's the liberty we can use. And boy, if we follow that Spirit, people will get saved. The gospel will go out. That's how it works. You can't do anything on your own and that power go out. It is not going to be seasoned right. If I've learned anything, he'll carry me through. You got to let the Lord carry you through. So you just pray. I've got some scripture tonight. And I said all that. I know we're talking about tomorrow, but we're in this service right now today. And if the Lord's calling you, whatever your need is, please come. Please come and ask the Lord to save you and come and get whatever you need. You're not going to bother me a bit. I'm thankful it's that way. I've seen kids running around. I've seen kids making noise. I've seen people getting up and moving. There's nothing that's going to stop the Lord from moving. You've got to follow the Lord. Distractions are the only thing we let happen to us. Boy, I'm thankful. At Pleasant View, my wife does a good job hanging on to my kids, or they'd be all over the place. But boy, I'm thankful, even if they get loose, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, Lord, I seen Jonah up here.
He come up and he stood by his dad and he got his book out and he was singing. Boy, he's just a little guy. But boy, that's a good example. His dad's setting an example. You got to bring him to church. Boy, I'm thankful for that. I really appreciated seeing that. Oh boy, I'm telling you, the Lord's here tonight. You just pray. I'm thankful he carries me through. I'm thankful that he's here tonight. So my thoughts on this, I heard Clint Gooden say this one time. Good scripture, old scripture that you've been acquainted with are like old friends. And I've come to understand what he meant by that. I love the talk about when you're grafted in. I don't know why that makes sense to me. I'm not a good gardener. I don't do good growing things. But I love that concept that you can graft something in to something that's alive. You can take a branch that's alive off of this plant. You can cut it and you can attach it over here and it will start to grow. That is just neat to me. The Lord's got everything worked out. That's how he had it planned. But the scripture I want to read is in the 11th chapter of Romans. And I'll give you a minute to turn there. I just love that. I've just always loved that every time I come through that. And when the Lord showed me this, I'm like, thank you, Lord. I appreciate that scripture. I appreciate the grafting in. And I'm going to explain how that applies to us. So this is in the 11th chapter of Romans. And I'm going to read in the 15th chapter of John after that. So you just pray. Just one verse, two verses, 23rd and 24th verse. And it said, "And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out from the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature unto a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which shall be natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree." So you keep that in mind. I'm going to turn over here to the 15th chapter of John, and this is pretty familiar scripture. This is about the vine. I'll give you just a minute to turn there. These line right up. I'm thankful they do. Just pray for me, and I just want to get where the Lord's at. First verse, it said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and is made forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine." I'm going to read that again. It says, "As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and there they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, if ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." And I just really appreciate that. I appreciate that scripture. So that grafting part, I read about that in it was in Romans. What that's talking about is talking about the Gentiles being grafted in. But I'm telling you what, a Gentile is just an ungodly person, unholy person. That was me. I was ungodly. I was unfit for heaven. I was not going home. I was headed to hell when I realized I was lost. I was headed for hell. I was a Gentile. But that's good news for a Gentile when you can be grafted in. What does it mean to be grafted in? See, when you get grafted in, when you take that living branch over here and you graft it over here, it becomes part of that tree. Boy, it gets lined up with the fatness, is what the Bible says, with the nutrients that it needs, and it will grow. And what I love about this is talking about olive trees. So back then, from my understanding, there was kind of two categories of olive trees. There was a wild olive tree, and then there was one that was grown. And it grew a large olive, the one that you would use to get oil. The wild olive trees didn't have a lot of oil. That's just what they were. Some of them you couldn't eat. that some of the wild ones you couldn't eat, the ones they grew and they kind of made them work that way, they you could eat those. They were healthy. So that's what it's talking about, the good olive tree. That's the one that they could use. So when it talks about being a wild olive tree, that's what I was the wild olive tree. So what the Lord did, He looked and seen I was just a wild olive tree, wasn't good for nothing, and He cut me out of that tree, and He put me in the good tree. And what I love about this, I love this scripture, I love this, not only, see, when you're a wild olive tree, you were growing wild olives. They weren't good for nothing. But when He cuts you out of here and He puts you in the good olive tree, you'll start to bear better fruit. You'll start to feel the Lord move. I'm so thankful for that song, He'll carry you through. That's the faith. I want to read the scripture about the faith, because that's what it takes today. This is it, talking about faith. It's in Hebrews. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm talking about spiritual things. They actually grafted those plants into each other, and that's what they did. There were pros and there were cons to doing that naturally. But boy, the spiritual implications is what I'm talking about, and it takes faith. I'm so thankful. Faith is what you got to have to do. You got to lean on the Lord. I'm telling you, there's so many benefits to following the Lord. It's just amazing to me. Sometimes it's hard work. I'm going to be honest. Every day, Terry, I thought, man, this is probably the last one. I'm tired. I don't know why the Lord's using me as much as He is. But I listened to Terry the other day, and he said he preached 28 revivals in 1 year. I'm thinking, boy, what am I complaining about? I'm telling you, and he I love Terry. He's just a man. But boy, if there's people willing to follow the Lord like that, I need to step it up. I needed this revival just like you did. And I'm not trying to be like him. I'm trying to follow the Lord like he did. You got to follow the Lord today. Boy, I'm telling you, like Paul said, I talked about before, he didn't care about his life. Our life here is not important compared to what eternity's going to be. Boy, I'm telling you, like JD said, getting saved should have just been the beginning for you. You shouldn't have got saved and then just sit in the back row. Boy, people need you. I'm so thankful about that, I'm telling you. And there's been times it talks about in Romans where that takes and it cuts the branches off. That's what it talks about in John. If you're not bearing fruit, you'll get cut off. Now, you're still saved. You're still on your way to heaven, but you're not going to bear any fruit. You're not going to be able to feel the Lord in your life. But I'm telling you what, and that's what it's talking about in Romans. He can come back and He'll graft you in again. I'm so thankful for that. He'll graft you in again. There's been times I haven't been connected with my people, with the Lord, with anybody. I've been on my own. But while I'm still saved, I'm thankful for the old oak trees in the church that said, you're going to go. You're going to come back. I said, yeah, I'm going to come back. And then the Lord spoke to me, and He was standing there like the prodigal son's father, and He came running to me when I came to Him. I'm so thankful for that. Boy, I'm telling you what, I appreciate the Lord tonight. Somebody needs to get grafted in tonight. Somebody needs to realize that they have no hope, that this world is where their trust is now. You've got to forget about that. Let the Lord change you. Let the Lord put you in the right tree to where you can have something. You keep praying. I got one more thing I want to say. Boy, there's the olive trees in the natural sense. That's what you see. That fruit is natural. But I'm going to talk to you about spiritual fruit. Spiritual fruit is what I'm talking about. Boy, I'm telling you, that natural fruit, that's what you see. That's the cars, that's the houses, that's the jobs, that's the people, that's everybody you know. Boy, I see people sometimes with my work. I go places and there'll be people speaking and you'll look at them. They're like, man, there's something special. They know what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time. That's the natural fruit. Boy, I'm telling you, but you won't have spiritual fruit unless you've been grafted in. Boy, I'm telling you, you've got to be connected with the Lord. And that spiritual fruit is spirit and love, long suffering. Boy, I'm telling you what, we need to forgive our people. We need to do what the Lord tells us to do. That's enough. I appreciate the Lord using us. Let's get a song, have the church stand. Terry, come help us. Somebody needs to come real bad. I'm thankful the Lord's calling. I'm so thankful for that. And just an old lost sister, a sinner boy like me, the Lord's using me, and I'm thankful He's using other people. There's people here from all churches. There's people praying all over the country. Boy, I'm thankful for that. We can get involved in this if we're not sitting here. I'll never forget Carl. He said the best revival I've ever been in. I wasn't even there. He said, I was just praying out about it at work. Boy, you need to get in this thing. You can help somebody whether you're here or not. I thought about this. I love the live stream that we have here. I love that live stream. But boy, if you're sitting at home and you could have been here, you should have been here. Boy, there you won't get the blessing at home if you could have been here. Boy, that's hard, preacher. That's the truth. I've been there before. I've been like, Lord, that's all I need to do. I remember coming through COVID. I remember it was rough. I remember, Terry, we had a couple of us here. One would preach, and that was it. But that was all we felt we could do. But boy, that's over with. If you're sitting at home scared, it's time to come home. It's time to come back. You've got to be in church. Sing when you're ready.
From the time I woke this morning till the day was passing on, Satan tried to tell me that my victory would not come. So I just went into my secret place.
Amen.
My soul was filled with glory.
Touched me.
I remember
she had to tell him it was her. Boy, I'm telling you, she had to risk it all to say that she was one. I'm telling you, your people need to know what the Lord's done for you. If He saved you, you need to tell Him. Boy, I'm telling you, you've got to tell Him there's joy. Follow the Lord. Please follow the Lord. Come on. Pray with this one. Please come.
Amen.
Please come.
I am of a royal priesthood.
Come.
I'm a stranger. Fill this full of God.
Please
when
come.
I remember who I am. This whole world
Please
has
come.
Tried to tell me that my hope is all in vain. Oh, but they don't know the power that I have through Jesus' name.
Come on.
My soul,
obey the Lord.
It has
come
been
on.
Redeemed. The price was paid
Pray
by
this
Calvary.
Please come. Please
and
come.
His Spirit tells me I am His when I
Please
remember
come.
Who
Please
I
come.
Am.
Speaking to you, you got just as much right as somebody that's a member to come to the altar. Please come. Boy, we may not know your name. We'll find out when you get here. You follow the Lord today. That's all you need to focus on. Follow the Lord. Don't worry about what people will think. Don't worry about your family. Don't worry about your friends. Boy, I'm telling you, I've got the best friends that this world has to offer. But I've got one that sticks closer to Him than a brother. Boy, the Lord's the one that you need to follow. Trust in Him. Please come. Please come.
I am of a royal priesthood, and I'm a stranger to this land. How heaven fills this soul of mine when I remember who I am.
Amen.
thank the Lord for the powerful spirit, and thank the Lord for these to come to pray. We appreciate it. Go ahead, let me share whatever you feel like. Follow your heart.
I would like to join.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, I'm glad she does. Now, you know, I didn't press her or push her or anything, but I've been praying for her because I had it on my heart that she felt like joining. Now, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you've been coming here a while, and I know about when you got saved, but some of these people might not. If you could share anything about when you got saved, it might bless their heart.
So I was saved probably at like the age of 12 or 13.
Okay.
I had gotten in a deer collision, and the road was very icy. I ended up in a ditch. There was oncoming traffic. I went to call my dad, but dad did not answer. So thankfully my grandpa was around, but they live in Cincinnati now. But thankfully they were around, and I was able to get a hold of my grandparents. They came, and then my mom and dad found out from my grandparents, and they came. I was probably sitting in this ditch for like 2 hours.
Amen.
So.
And what about when you came to the young people's meeting?
So when I came to tent meeting, Christina actually invited me to get out of my comfort zone and to try to meet new people, because I struggle with meeting new people. My thing.
Yeah.
I felt like God was there when I needed him the most.
Amen.
And he does come.
Amen. We thank the Lord. And so from your testimony, you know you're saved, right? And she wants to join this church by baptism. Could I hear a move or receive her as a candidate for baptism? Amen. Second that. Everybody in favor, just raise your right hand. Amen. And we're just proud of you and appreciate you. And in a little bit, we'll shake hands with you. But sing us another song. My sister down here is still praying. We'll pray some more with her. And somebody else needs to come. I feel like that. I feel like I appreciate these moves already. Appreciate the preaching. But obey the Lord and come if God's calling you.
I want to seek the Lord more and do what he wants me to do.
Yeah. Amen.
That's good.
Well, that's good. That's a good move, too. Mm-hmm. I thank God for both of them. And so if we just get both of you to stand up here and we'll sing another song and come around and shake hands with you. You got something you want to say more? Okay, well, let me say just a couple things, and then we'll sing and come around and shake hands with them. Even while we do that, I believe there's somebody else that needs to come and pray. But while I thank God for these two here, and like I say, we'll sing a song, come around, shake hands with them. But if you're here and you're needing to come, you come. If you need to get saved, come. If you need to rededicate your life, come. If you just got a problem you're dealing with, or if you just want to get closer to the Lord, you come. And of course, if you know you're saved and God's put it on your heart to join the church, you do that too. But while we sing, please come. That's good preaching. Thank you. Please obey the Lord. Everybody obey the Lord. Great mercy. And this good meeting, these good moves, good powerful spirit here tonight. I said this a night or two ago, and I mean it with all my heart. I'm looking forward to being back in the morning. And you know, when I was up here opening up at the start, it come on my heart. I thought, when I sit down, I need to mention to Neil for him to be praying about coming back in the morning. I told him, and like just like he explained, I said, you know, I leave it up to you, your impression, whatever God's give you. If you can come, that's great. If you can't, no offense. And so God wanted me to mention that to him right then, because God put it on his heart to tell when he first got back up here. And when he told that stirred my heart. And so I appreciate that. And I'm thankful that God's having him come back in the morning. I'm thankful he's willing. And boy, let's pray much. And let's come excited. And if you get somebody on your mind or your heart, reach out to them and ask them to come. Okay, anything else on anybody's heart? Okay, let's pray for them. Pray for them.
And I know some of you just sat down, but I'm going to ask you to stand up. We were in the car on the way here, and I was on that side of the church last night when Terry said, I know that you're going to laugh at this. I got one more impression. And I just thought, oh, he said that. We'll all stand up. And we didn't. So they got a lecture on the way to church. We all rode together, and I was like, look, if Terry says he's got an impression, let's try to stand. Let's try to stand together. And I got this impression of seeing this. And I'll tell you this. I read a little further on. You'd preached on it before, and we talked about it, the woman at the well. I talked about it with you before, and I was telling Belle about it last night. And that's such a sweet story, and one of the reasons it piques my interest is because there's a religion out there, and they'll come up to you, and they'll say, you show me where Jesus says, I am the Lord, or I am God. And boy, he doesn't use those words, but when he talks to that lady, he says, I that speaketh to thee am he. Yeah. And the other thing was, I told Belle, might have been last night or the night before, I said, man, I remember when I left my water pot. Yeah. I remember when I left my water pot. Yeah. I didn't need it anymore. And I, you know, then I had a testimony. So you can't go to heaven. You can't go with us if you don't get saved. So, you know, get saved. We'll do our best. Let's do Sunset.
I sure enjoy the morning. I'm looking forward to the afternoon. In the evening, we'll move slowly and wonder how the day passed so soon. I know it's going to get dark out, but I've a friend who knows the way home. And even though the night I dread, I'm ready for the sunset. I'm ready for the sunset. There's nothing left for me.
Appreciate the song. I'm glad I'm ready for the sunset. It sure be traumatic to not be ready. Anybody else? Once again, sure good to be here. Glad to have everybody. Thank you for coming. You know, if you don't have church at a different place in the morning, come back here in the morning and pray. Even if you can't come here, well, pray wherever you're at. If you can, well, pray for us. And boy, I'm look like I say, I'm looking forward to it in the morning. If nothing else. Good.
But there's still hope for him, and I know he's still seeking, and I know God's dealing with him because I can feel it.
Amen.
So just let's just keep praying for him.
Amen. That's a great prayer request. Thank the Lord. Anyone else? If not, you're liberty to go.